Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen, joined by
Jane. You know, we were off our organized schedule for a while, but we're back. We're back on a Monday, and it feels good.
It feels good. It was, like, much needed, though, because as many of you know, Jane and I mean, this podcast is definitely a priority, but, you know, making money is also a priority. So we own
We co-own
a full-time videography business, and it's wedding season. So that has us quite booked up, especially during weekends where we're gone away and we're spending Sundays, which we typically record on traveling back home from weddings. So sorry for being MIA. Get used to it, I guess. No, don't get used to it, but
we're almost through wedding season, which is kind of crazy.
So forgive us if there's a couple late podcasts here and there until the fall. But
in the words of TikTok, it is what it is.
It is what it is. So how was your weekend, Jane? As if I wasn't with you.
It was pretty good. I just chilled at home. Just kidding. We shot a wedding, like this most fabulous wedding. I just love when the couples are so chill and just like love each other so much. And
yeah,
it's just so fun. Okay. Are you eating popcorn right now?
Sorry. It's just so addicting.
Okay. Okay. Put it away because I'm going to have to edit out of your...
It's so good.
I'm actually going to try, because I feel like the one thing that annoys me about the podcast, but it doesn't annoy me, is like the editing. Like, I feel like the recording is just so fun, and then editing. But I feel like I say editing, but really we don't like cut stuff out. We just kind of like, if we're breathing into the microphone or that kind of thing, or like any, if we like have to go let our dog out or whatever. But I feel like I want to kind of stop editing it. Like, I feel like we should just record it and put it out there as it is, because I feel like when I listen to podcasts and it's not really edited, it's like really funny and relatable. So
yeah,
I feel like I kind of want to try that today, so we'll see how it is. Pardon?
I said stop being such a perfectionist.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna try, and we should both try to not breathe in to the phone.
Sorry. So me.
I'm looking at you, but I didn't want to accuse just you, so I put myself in there too. So I was like, we should stop.
So how's your anxiety this week?
Good. I was just going to say, is that a new picture behind you?
Oh, I've had it for a while. It is a big print in an oak
frame. Is it a beach? I can't.
It's Bondi Kristen's Beach in like a dark
cave of a room right now.
Sorry, I was outside in the heat and I was like, I need to go lay down with a fan on me. It's totally so hot outside. Yeah, it's a new print that I got from Society 6 a while ago.
So, oh, yeah. It sounds fancy.
Yeah, I really like it. It's Bondi Beach in Australia. The sand is like pink and the water's blue.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, my anxiety was pretty good. I think I only had like two times these past couple weeks. I don't even know when we recorded our last podcast that my anxiety was like bad. It was the one time when I walked into the office and I saw Kristen. I was like, I'm just having like so much anxiety. Like, I'm just stressed out.
Yeah.
And now looking back, I can't even remember. Oh, I remember what I was stressed out about. It was just like, I feel like I take things, like when people say kind of negative things to me, I like really take it not well sometimes. So
well,
someone just
if
said
it's
something
negative,
like,
then yeah.
Yeah. So someone just said something annoying to me and I was just like, so basically okay. So it's normal for people to have a glass of wine. Or like to, right now I'm sitting recording this podcast, having a Coldstream Clear, like a pink lemonade. Like, I just like on a summer evening to have a beverageino, you know?
Honestly, every night I like unwind nightcap vibes. Like, I'll have a glass of wine, or if I'm like in the tub reading a book or something. Like, I am like the max relaxer, and It always throws me back to when our friend Caitlin, like, used to be very strict on, like, not drinking unless she was drinking. You know what I mean? And yeah. then I remember one time she told us, she was like, yeah, I was talking to the doctor, and they were like, you know, it's okay to have a drink at night to take the edge off, especially, like, us as entrepreneurs and people who are riddled with anxiety. Like, it's okay to have a drink at night. We're not getting drunk. You're having, like, a glass of wine. Maybe two, but mostly one. You know what I mean? Like, that's normal. Anyway.
Yeah, so this person just basically saw, like, on my Instagram. Like, because whenever I have a glass of wine, sometimes I'll put it on my story. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I like posting things on my Instagram story. And they were like, you drink, like, four times a week, blah, blah, blah. And I just, like... I don't know. It just made me feel shitty because I was like, one glass of wine. I don't know. It just felt like accusatory almost. And I was just like, not good vibes. So that was like weighing on me. Mm-hmm. Again, because I'm a queen of overthinker, and anyone who's accusing me of doing something, it's like not really. It, this person was saying it as in like, it's not like you're drinking four times a week, because I am. I'm drinking a glass of wine four times a week, whatever. But they were thinking that I was like getting drunk four times a week.
Yeah.
Which, and if you are getting drunk four times a week, I mean, it's probably not that great for your health, but like, live your life, whatever you want to do. I don't know. I mean,
you are young. Like,
yeah. I'm 25. Like, if I did want to get drunk four times a week, let me live my life.
Exactly. Whatever.
Anyways, so that was weighing heavy on me. And then, so after Miss Canada, which we will get into, I just like realized how freaking fun pageants are, and I just want to do like a million and two. So then I wanted to do, so there's a pageant called Miss World Canada, mm-hmm. which usually you would have to, they have like provincials. So you would be like Miss World Ontario, Miss World like BC, and then you would go to Miss World Canada.
So you would have to like qualify in your province.
Yeah, it's like provincials. And then from Miss World Canada, you would go to Miss World and be Miss World Canada. You know what I mean? But because there's nothing like that in Nova Scotia, you just have to do like an interview with the organizer, and you can fast track. And Miss World Canada is something that, like, I definitely want to do eventually. But I just realized that, so I'm going to be turning 26, which is too old for Miss World Canada. But at Miss World Canada, it's really confusing. Just bear with me. So at Miss World Canada, you can, there's like five, like, international title or national titles that you can go to international competitions. But because Miss World Canada, like,
basically five people from Miss World Canada can qualify in different categories to Miss World.
No.
Okay.
So then I'm not there's Miss World Canada, and then there's like Miss Super, I don't even know.
Okay,
but
wait.
There's basically like, there's Miss Earth, there's Miss like Miss Super something, like there's a bunch of different international titles.
Yeah.
So from Miss World Canada, so one girl's going to be Miss World Canada, one girl's going to be Miss Earth, one girl's going
to
be Miss
Supercontinental. But Miss World Canada is the only one that qualifies to go to Miss World or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like still huge, Miss Earth is still a huge international competition. Anyways, it's just confusing. It doesn't matter. I'm just going off on a tangent. But for all the other, so four out of the five titles, I could still be, like, I could be Miss Earth. I could be Miss whatever. For some reason, Miss Earth is the only one that's sticking in my head right now.
Is that, like, somebody who's, like, eco-friendly or something?
Yeah, like, if you, like, care about the environment. Yeah. If anyone's listening to me who's actually, like, super into pageants, like, and you understand this, sorry, I'm butchering this. I don't know what's going on here. But anyways.
Yeah, I just feel like you really lost me with Miss Earth.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so I would be too old to be Miss World Canada, but I could still go to the competition and, like, have fun, whatever.
Right.
And qualify for the different titles. Like Miss Earth, whatever. Miss, I don't even know. I don't know what's going on anymore. Anyways. So then I realized, like, Miss World Canada is coming up so soon. So and then I was having a debrief with my coach about Miss Canada and saying how I just want more, more, more. Like, and she was like, you should just like meet with the organizer, see if you could do it this year. Cause it, I was like, when is it? And she thought it was October, November.
Yeah.
Ish. So then I met with the organizer and she was so sweet. Like, I just had, you know, you can just tell when someone's a nice person, and totally. She was just so sweet. So then she told me that it's going to be from either this date to this date, and we had a wedding and I really wanted to go, but there's just no way because we're like actually double booked on that date. So that was giving me anxiety just because in my head I was like, oh, I really want to go, but knowing like I can't go, that was just like, but now I just accepted it. I'm like, everything happens for a reason. Like, I just wasn't supposed to go this year, you know?
Exactly. I can go next year, like, and I just won't be missed. That's not the only, like, there's so many pageants that you can go in, you know what I mean? Maybe you weren't meant to go to that, so you could go to another one.
Exactly. So, God, just that wasn't in the books for me. Anyways,
and so, also, like, welcome to adulthood. It sucks. Friggin' work. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, man, do I really need a roof over my head?
I know.
It's brutal. I know.
So anyways, that was the longest story for the one day I had bad anxiety. Okay, so, and number two, when I came home, I don't know about you, but like when I come home from working a wedding, I just want my house to be so clean. You know?
Yeah, like today, like as we were talking about, we had a wedding yesterday. Today, I literally, like, I went grocery shopping. I, like, cleaned my kitchen. I just, like, had to get, like, organized.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know, like, who I live with. He goes by the name of Nicholas.
Yes.
But
I've heard of him.
I asked him to clean the bathroom, like, early in the week. And then I came home and it still wasn't done. And I just, like, was so annoyed. And I, like, cleanliness is my thing of where I talked about this all the time on the podcast. Like, it just gives me anxiety. Like, the tub was gross. The toilet was gross. The sink was gross. I say gross. It wasn't, like, that gross. But it was not clean.
But you know what?
Up to my standards. I don't think
that's you being psycho. I feel like in any given situation, if you have to ask, like, I mean, why does it take a week? In any given situation, you know what I mean? I'm like that too. Like sometimes I'm like that with my brothers because they're like huge procrastinators. And I'm like, why is it taking so long? Like, normal people, not that these people aren't normal, but it's like mostly boys, I find. Like,
boys.
Yeah. It'll get done. It'll get done. Like, I don't even think that's us being psychotic. I think that's just like them being lazy and procrastinating.
No, I know. And he was like, I'm just like blowing up his spot on this podcast. You know that TikTok sound? And it's like, and I don't talk shit about you on the internet. I do talk shit about everyone on the internet. Anyways, so that this morning I was like annoyed.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I wasn't home all day, blah, blah, blah. He was. And I was like, it only takes me like 20 minutes to deep clean the bathroom. Our bathroom literally is the smallest bathroom you've ever seen in your life. Like, it is so tiny. Yeah. So I just, and I was like, I won't be annoying if you just do it the first time I ask.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not unreasonable to ask for something to be done. Like, okay, like maybe the next day that would be awesome. Okay. 2 days later, like that's okay. 3 days later. All right. Anything past 3 days is like, okay, now you're fucking with me.
Yeah, anyways, so just, like, coming home after working literally, like, 14 hours in a day and, like, something that you ask someone to do that still wasn't done, it's, like, it just really, like, stressed me out.
I have a thought for you.
Okay.
Hear me out. You're going to think I'm crazy because I feel like I've told you this before.
Okay.
So, once every, like, 2 months, I'll hire cleaners to come in.
Mm-hmm. I know this, yes.
The cleaners being my mom and her sister, but they'll like clean people's houses, just of like family friends and stuff because they're like psycho cleaners. And anyways, it is like literally life-changing not to have that like on your brain. Do you know what I mean? And I used to just like do it, but like I understand like it sucks like having in your head like, oh, I have to deep clean and it feels so good after. But honestly, like when I come home from work on the days that they clean, I'm like, this is just so nice. Like there's just some things that are worth paying for. Like, you know, $400 on the lips, $100 on deep cleaning.
You know, you just got to do it sometimes. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
You should. You totally should.
So I really want to go into your lips because that was a great segue, I guess. But I want to hear about your anxiety I want to say this week, but it hasn't been this week. It's been longer than that, but.
My anxiety?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean it's like
That's what we're here to talk about.
Over the last like few weeks, you mean? Because we haven't been here. Okay, I thought you meant like I had anxiety for weeks. I was like, I did?
Oh, no.
Yeah, my anxiety has been really good. Yesterday, okay, there was at one point at the wedding where do you remember? I like looked at you, I'm like, I'm getting really overwhelmed right now. I couldn't like find anything. So I wasn't in the office on Friday because I'm off birth control and my periods, okay, even on birth control, they're bad. Off, they're like so bad. Anyway, so I wasn't in the office on Friday and usually like I like to feel very, like I like to know where my batteries are. I like to know where my equipment is. I like to like look at our timeline that we make. So typically like I think more often than none, like I'll do the timelines. And
yeah,
but I wasn't there on Friday, so Jane charged my batteries and Jane did the timeline and like packed our gear or whatever, which I'm super grateful for. But just that, I was like, I couldn't find something and I was like, I'm just getting so overwhelmed. I don't know what time we're supposed to be anywhere. Like, it's just like, I need to like, A, well, I need to chill, but B, like, it just tells me like how, what's the word I'm looking for? Like how perfect our like routine is that makes it work.
I know.
Like it keeps the engine going and like you put a little mechanical issue in there and then it's just like fucked. You know what I mean?
I know.
So that was my only anxiety.
You were like, you seemed like you were in a real rush for some reason, but we weren't, like, there wasn't anything that we had to rush for, because everything was happening in, like, the super small vicinity, and you're, like, digging through your bag as if we gotta, like, shoot in, like, 30 seconds. You're like, I can't find it, and I'm like, Kristen, it's okay, like, but also, you need to clean out your camera bag. Kristen's camera bag is so crazy. Like sometimes I'll dig in there and look for something. I'm like,
I just need to clean this camera bag up.
You did. After you like couldn't find anything. There's like, okay, actually we've been talking about this forever because we wanted to do a reels of like what's in our camera bags. We should actually film that tomorrow.
Okay.
We're not going into Tuesday. The office tomorrow. But we should film that on Tuesday when we're in the office.
Yeah.
And we should even put it on the caffeine and anxiety our Instagram, because
yeah,
Kristen literally, she has like okay, because I was digging through it and there was like a package of Ferrero Rocher chocolates in there. I'm like, where did you get this? Like,
I don't even know where I got those.
No, because I don't even think they were ever at, like, because sometimes if there's like wedding favors, yeah, we'll just chuck them in our bag, but I don't think we've ever had those as wedding favors. Like, I don't know where you got those.
I was probably like, oh, just in case I need a sugar fix. Okay, so I remember funny. One time like a few years ago I was like digging through my camera bag and there was sandpaper in it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, just like the random crap I have in there. But I'm like very prepared. I have cold pills. I have Aleve. I have deodorant. I have, what's that stuff called for blisters and chafing?
Oh, Body Glide?
Body Glide, yeah. I just have like everything we could ever possibly need in there. But okay, then there's like garbage and there's like a menu from like 3 years ago from a wedding.
Yeah. Okay. Name your top three camera bag must-haves, like, but not like equipment, like things that you just
deodorant need
for a wedding day. Yep.
Lip gloss or lipstick. And a bottle of water.
Ooh. So good. Mine literally are the exact same, except instead of bottle of water, which I take back what my answer was in my head because I would rather water, but then sunscreen, I was going to say sunscreen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
deodorant. Oh, Red Bull too.
Yeah.
Yeah, deodorant is huge for me because I sweat so much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, lip chap because I'm dry AF, and then sunscreen, yeah, because I don't want to burn. But water is probably more important, I guess. But totally. Anyways. So, did you have any anxiety other than that?
No, like pretty much all my anxiety. Yeah, just, like, that, like, being unorganized, not knowing what's happening, like, I don't know. It's like when you get in that state, you don't even think clearly. You're just like, like, do you know what I mean?
I know. And it's so crazy because for us, when we're filming a wedding, like, we need to know, like, when you're a wedding guest, like, you don't care when things are happening. Oh, a speech is going on up there. Like, oh, great. Yeah. Let me listen. But for us, we need to know, like, 5 minutes before a speech is happening so we can go up, turn our mic on, we can go set up our shots, like grand entrance, we need to know when that is so I can be like here and Kristen can be here, so we like timeline is so important, so not knowing things like that, it's like really it would throw you off like crazy.
Yeah. And then like
yeah,
but it was a great
day. It was so good. So I wanted to talk about my Miss Canada experience.
So tell us everything.
It feels like so weird because it feels like forever ago.
I know it does.
And we're like just talking about it now on the podcast.
Yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't know, I did the Miss Canada pageant in Montreal in early August. And it literally was so much fun. Like this was my very first in-person pageant. And I honestly just like, I want to like recommend it to everyone. Like, yeah. I just feel like it builds your confidence. It helps you with like speaking. And I don't know, just like all the girls that I met there. And like, I had roommates. So it was one hotel room, 2 beds, 4 girls.
Oh my God.
Which it actually sounds, I thought it was going to be so crazy.
Yeah.
And it is crazy. But I think I just lucked out on roommates because it didn't seem that hectic.
Yeah.
Like, my roommates. Shout out to anyone of my roommates who's listening. Hopefully you guys are. But, like, they just were, like, the best and such great energy. And I just don't know how I would have done pageant week without them. They were so good.
Totally.
And, it was funny because, like, we would do rehearsals and everything. And sometimes I would just, like, stand there and I'd look around. And I was like, what the heck am I doing here? Like, this is so weird. Like, who does this?
Yeah.
Who freaking just randomly signs up for Miss Canada?
You.
But I'm, yeah, like, I'm like, why
you're that am I person. Doing?
But, yeah. So it was just, it was so much fun. And I just, like I said, just doing that literally makes me want to do, like, a million. Like, the being on stage part just really like filled my cup up.
Do you know what I think too, aside from like that, I think you're just a natural competitor. Like,
yeah, everything
you do, you like don't just like put your foot in a little bit, you like go head first. Like,
no,
everything. Like, there was a minute where you were like really really into weightlifting, like, not that you aren't now, but you're doing it for, like, maintenance, basically. But you were, like, so crazy into it. And, like,
I know, I was, like, baton training twice twirling, a day sometimes.
Like, you excelled at that. And, like, now you're, like, pageants. And now you're probably going to be Miss Universe someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would die if I was Miss Universe. But, yeah, anything I just, like, I don't know. There's just so much fun. And, anyway, so I and yeah, just the part of being on stage, like, it's funny because I would always, like, I would practice my walk with my coach, like, on my laptop and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was never very confident in my walk. And then as soon as I went on stage, I was, like, it, like, clicked on, like, how to walk. Because it's, like, the adrenaline and you feel so beautiful and confident. And aww, so
that's so good. Isn't that what it's all about? Like, the confidence and, like, gaining, making friends, confidence.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there. What?
Oh, I said, like, making friends, gaining confidence.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, I'm pretty sure, like, that's what pageants are about. Just, like, meeting, like, your girlfriends and, like, being more confident and all those things. But, so basically how the gala went, which is how, like, you know, the like time when you're on stage yeah. and like in your evening gown. So we started all in red dresses and we like went out and did like a little opening number. Like basically we walked out and then we walked down these stairs to the little pose and then walked out back. Like it wasn't anything crazy. And then for evening gowns, we walked out and did like a little, I want to say routine, but it's not like dancing or anything. It's just like choreography on how you walk out. And then you go up to the microphone and you do like a 20-second introduction of like your name, where you're from, and like why you're here, or like your platform or whatever. So then that was really fun and I felt like I nailed that. Mm-hmm. And then after that, top 10 is announced, or before top 10 is like People's Choice Award, which I, myself and Brittany, one of my girlfriends, we both got like a tie between it, which is so crazy. Like,
so of you guys all the got votes, the, like, yeah, I was gonna say that's so random, like the exact same number of votes,
I guess. Like, it was that's so weird. Anyway, so I was really happy to win that because I mm-hmm. felt like, I just feel like I have the best community around me, like all the people from like my baton days yeah. and like all this, like I just feel like
so much everyone, support, like,
yeah, so much support.
So kind tell people like anyway, what that is, like, so people so, vote.
Yeah, so one vote is $1.
And it goes to charity and basically, too, doesn't it?
It goes yeah. to charity, yep. So it helps, it's a French name. It's Operation, basically it's Operation Sunchild, but in French.
Yeah.
So it just helps like sick children in Quebec and in, just in Canada. And yeah, so I was doing a lot of fundraising. Like I did it at the campground and I was selling like squares, doing 50-50. So I like Brittany and I have raised the most money and got the most votes. So that is super exciting. And then after that, top 10 is announced, which I was able to make top 10, which is really exciting.
Huge.
Yeah. So originally I was like, I want to make top 5, but mm-hmm. there were so many girls. They didn't even do a top 5. They just did a top 10.
How many
so
girls that was my were goal. There?
So it was perfect. And then
how the many top girls were
three
there?
Was announced. What?
How many girls were there?
Like 25, I think.
Wow, that's crazy for your first yeah. pageant. You made top 10.
I know. That's so fucked. That was really exciting. And then top 3 was announced and I was not in it, but it's so funny because I literally felt like I was gonna win. Like I didn't think it when I was on stage. I yeah. was like, I am the winner. Like yeah. I like felt it in my soul. But then yeah. after it happened, I had some like time to reflect and see what I could improve on. And I just always think, like, I did a little prayer beforehand. I was like, if this isn't meant for me, let it pass me. But if it is meant for me, don't let it pass me. Mm-hmm. And it passed me. So therefore, it was not meant for me. And I had the best experience. I met so many amazing women. And I got to dress up, which was my favorite part because coming out of COVID, like,
yeah.
I'm literally, like, I haven't walked in heels in so long and I just love that stuff. And everyone was like dying over my outfits, which made me so happy.
Oh my God. I wish there was like a best dress category. You would have won.
Oh my God. That would have been awesome.
Okay. Yeah, tell us about, tell us about what the teens told you.
Oh yeah. So this was like the part, how could I forgot? This was like my favorite part of the whole pageant. During rehearsals. So there was like Miss Canada and then Miss Teen Canada, but we all did like rehearsals together and all that thing, all those things. And a group of the teens came up to me during rehearsals and they were like, Jane, we just think that like feel like you're so positive and like blah blah blah, and they were like, we think you're so worthy of the Miss Canada title. Aww. And I was like, I literally got goosebumps and I was like, that means so much to me. Like I just, that was just the sweetest, like, yeah. because all I want to do is, like, be a good role model for, like, young girls. And the fact that the group of young girls came up to me and said that, I was like, this is better than winning the title. Like,
I would be more happy with, like, the perception of what the people surrounded me see me as rather than, like, a judge who sees you, you know, here and there throughout the competition. Do you know what I mean?
That's a really great way to look at it. I totally agree. And
like that would mean more to me than like that.
I was like, yeah, ugh. It was so nice. Anyways, but all in all, I had a great experience and I think I would do it again. Mm-hmm. I want to also just like explore other pageant.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just like do one. I want to see what's all out there, you know, because I'm still new to this. So But anyways, I asked on my Instagram what, like, some questions.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go through some of the questions. So I have, did you get any negative vibes? And this was asked by one of my roommates because she knows that I did get negative vibes from, out of all the girls, I only ever got negative vibes from two girls. One was, I don't even know how to, she just like, and it was specifically to me, I felt like anything that I would say to her, did she was like roll her eyes. What?
Did you say specifically?
Did I say that? Specifically?
I thought you said specifically.
No, I might have because I used to not be able to say specifically.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
So I might have gone back to my old ways and said I can't even, I don't know. I can't think about it. Anyways, but she, yeah, me specifically, I felt like anything that I would say to her, she would just like roll her eyes or like she just did not enjoy my presence. And I would like, you know, when someone, you can tell that someone's like not really vibing with you and you almost try and go out of your way to like be nice. And she just like was not vibing with me. And I like, she was just jealous. Obviously you don't want to talk bad about the women that are there.
Yeah.
And I remember like the first day, I kept getting this negative energy from her. And, like, I really carry on other people's energy. Like, it, like, weighed heavy on me. And then I just sat with my roommates and I was like, I just need to get something off my chest. Like, and I just, like, told them what happened. And they were like, oh, and it just feels so good to talk.
Totally.
And, like, get it off your chest, you know? So, and just the whole pageant week, I just, like, towards the end, I just learned to, like, laugh about it. Because it was, ended up just being funny because it was just so ridiculous. And then the only other girl that I got bad vibes from, I, like, was stuck next to her at dinner, and she literally, anything that came out of her mouth was so negative. Like, she was like, oh, I hate when they're taking photos of us, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, girl, we're at a pageant. Like, obviously, they're going to take photos.
Isn't this what and, you're like, here for? Like,
yeah, and it kind of is, like, a bummer because, like, on stage, I don't want to say it's a bummer, but on stage, she did so well. But I could tell that, like, because I've spent time with her, like, that wasn't her true self. Yeah. And she actually went, like, really far. And it just, like, I was like, oh, because I knew she didn't actually want to be there.
Yeah. Again, like anyways, I so said, that's... like, the when the teens said that to you, obviously they have a better judge of character than the judges because they're, like, seeing who you actually are. So it's interesting.
Yeah, that's very true. But, yeah, only two girls out of, like, I don't even know, Miss Canada plus Miss Teen Canada, how many people there were. But so that was, like, the only bad vibes, I would say. But it's funny because they always say you can tell girls' true colors, like, after pageant week. Because during pageant week, obviously, they're going to be so nice to you. And then afterwards, they're, like, true colors show. So that's how you can tell.
What a wild world pageants are.
I know.
It's not all someone says, happy, happy.
No, definitely not. Someone says, what part of the experience will you apply to your daily life? So this is a really good question. And I think just like being, trying to be like positive and really like lift other women up. Because whenever we were like all with the girls and like if we were doing Instagram photos or like all the girls there were the best hype women ever. Like that. They were like, oh my God, you look so beautiful and like all the best things. And I know how good it made me feel. And it actually makes me feel really good to, like, hype other women up. Yeah. So I think just, like, applying that to my daily life. Of just, like, if you see, like, if there's, like, a store clerk and you really like her shirt, be like, oh, my God, I really like that shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it could make her day. And maybe then it'll be, like, her favorite shirt. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think just being, like, a hype girl, I think that's something that we should all apply to our daily lives. So what surprised you about the experience? I would say, I think because in my head when I was practicing, I like, again, with the walking thing, like I didn't think that I was coordinated enough and like I just felt weird. But as soon as I got on stage, it was like I was like, okay, I'm in it. Like this, and it's funny because I was backstage and I was actually standing next to Madison Stewart, who is now our Miss Canada 2021. And I was just like, so she's done pageants before. And I was just chatting with her and she was like, honestly, when you get out on stage, it's just like autopilot. Like, and it's so true. It truly was just like autopilot. You were just like smiling.
You knew what
just
to like, do. Yeah.
I just felt so confident in my walk. So that really surprised me. And yeah, just how like nice all the girls were. It was really nice and refreshing.
Except for two.
Pardon?
Except for two.
Except for two. Minus those two girls. What was your favorite outfit that you wore?
Can I tell you my favorite outfit that you wore?
Yeah.
The puff sleeve jumpsuit.
I knew you were going to say that. I think that's literally like everyone's favorite outfit that I wore.
Couture.
My coach actually, like, shout out Maria. She's my pageant coach. I wouldn't have been able to do any of it without her. She's literally the best. And I say, like, my friends who, like, aren't into pageants, I'm like, you guys should honestly get her because she's also a confidence coach. So if you guys are looking for a confidence coach, DM me on Instagram and I'll send you hers. Like, she's amazing. But anyways, I guess so many girls, like, sent her that and was like, where did she get it? Or, like, complimented me on it or something. And she was like, oh, my God, you should literally... What?
Was it Nasty Gal?
Yeah, she was like, you should message Nasty Gal and be like, yo, give me a cut. Because, like...
Literally, you should.
And I think that would have been my favorite outfit if I didn't wear it before. Mm. If I would have, like, saved it for the pageant. But I wore it, like, twice before.
Yeah.
So I think I was just, like, used to it, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite... I think this is... Okay, so my favorite was what I wore to rehearsals on gala day, which was literally just the plain white dress with the slit in it and the pink feathered shoes. Mm. And I think that was my favorite because I saved that.
Yeah.
For... Like, I didn't wear that until pageant... Like, until the pageant week. Mm-hmm. And those shoes were one of the first things that I wore or the first things that I purchased for the pageant. So I've just been, like, waiting to wear them. So I was so excited. And it's funny because I wanted to wear them earlier. But, like, all the activities that we were doing, it just, like, didn't line up with the outfit. So I was, like, on the last day, some girls just did rehearsals in, like, leggings and stuff. And I was like, no, I'm wearing this outfit. Like, yeah. I don't care. And I'm so happy that I did because I felt so good in it. So I think... Even though it wasn't the craziest thing I wore, I think that was my favorite because I just felt really good in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was basically all the questions, so.
Love it. I wonder if I have any questions. I feel like I've already asked you everything.
I know. Kristen, after she had a dream that I was trying to force her to do a Miss Canada pageant.
Yeah, so I had a dream and I was like so mad. You were like, yes, like, no, you have to. It was the best experience. And I'm like... That's great for you, Jane, but I'm just not into it. And you were like, you have to. And I was like getting so overwhelmed. And I was like, no, like I felt like you were peer pressuring me into like going into Miss Canada.
That is so funny.
And you were like trying. Yeah, like, I just I'll like coach you. And I'm like, no.
That's hilarious.
I think it's because I was like, keep, you know, when you think about things so much or like see it so much, like because I was like keeping up to date with your like pageant stuff on the gram. And then you came home and we talked about it. And then I had a dream that you were forcing me into it.
That is so funny. I wonder, like, do you think you would like it? Like, obviously, I'm not going to force you into it, but
do
if you,
I think
and
I
don't
like
think
it?
You would.
Yeah. No. Like, I feel like I would love to, like, do, like a wellness retreat and, like, meet new people and do activities, but, like, I wouldn't want to, like, go walk and, like,
yeah,
I'm
like be on stage
from Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, and I'm your next Miss Canada. Like, that's not
that's
my
pretty
vibe.
Good.
That's not my vibe. But like the like team building aspect of it, and like getting to know yourself aspect and others would be fun. But yeah, not the like other, not the glitz of it all.
Yes, yes, yeah. I totally can see that for you. The team building and like all that stuff. I
and feel like talking to people, like that would be fun.
Yeah.
Going to dinner would
be
fun.
Yeah, but it was just, I just want to do like, yeah, the dinners were so good. Sorry, I was just thinking about the steak that I had one of the nights. It was the best steak I've ever had in my life. Shout
Montreal
out Lucille's
good
in Montreal.
Steaks.
Yeah, it was so good. But anyways, yeah, I just like, it was the best time. I just want to do a million pageants now. Like,
well,
I
you
just,
can. Pending work.
What?
Obviously.
Yeah. Literally. Well, I'm really excited because I am Miss Confidence Canada, I'm getting a sash and crown. And I just want to get it in the mail already. Like, I'm so, like, antsy waiting for it because I'm actually going to do a...
When did you win that? A while ago.
So long ago. It was like our first wedding or something. Yeah, it was, like, over a month ago, and I still don't have it. But the girl who, like, organized it, she's been competing. Her pageant is actually happening, like, as we're doing the, recording this podcast.
She's busy. She's booked and busy.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's going to send it to me after her pageant's over, which should be in the next few days. But I'm borrowing a dress from a local, like, dress boutique, which I'm really excited about, and I'm doing a photo shoot with the sash and crown when it comes in, and getting my makeup done, and I'm just so excited for that, because I've never actually, like,
Barbie doll.
Like, it's just so fun, and because I used to get sashes and crowns for baton, and yeah. I've, like, so missed that, so I just want a crown, like, on my just head, like, it's so fun.
Like a girly competitor, you know what I mean?
A girly what?
Competitor.
Yeah, like, it's funny because I always say this because I'm a Gemini and Geminis are supposedly two-faced, but I take it as, like, two sides. Like, I have my side that I'm, like, four-wheeling and, like, camping.
Yeah.
And then the side where I just love anything girly and being extra.
Love that.
Also, something that I'm going to take into my everyday life, back on that question, mm-hmm. is just being, like, I just want to be as extra as possible. Like, if there's, like, we're going on a wine tour,
yeah,
and I ordered a couple things from Nasty Gal.
Oh, I wanted you to wear your white jumpsuit.
No, I see, I've worn it so many times now, and yeah. It needs a break. But you know that I showed you the outfit that I'm gonna wear, right?
Oh yeah, I love that.
Yeah, like, I just want any opportunity that I get to dress up, I'm going to dress up. And even if you're not supposed to dress up, like, I'm going to dress up. Just feel your best. And it's just, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just so fun. And, like
these coming out of lips. COVID.
Yeah, coming out of COVID, like, being in my sweatpants all the time, like, I'm just going to take any opportunity
to wear heels. Get that.
Yeah, it just feels so good.
Like, going into the office, I'm like, it's so nice to, like, wake up, put your brows on, put your mascara on, and, like, wear something other than pajamas.
So nice.
Yeah.
So do we want to tell the people your new lip journey?
We didn't talk about that already.
No, you literally got them done like 2 days ago.
No, I know, like, but I meant in this podcast.
No, we didn't talk about it.
So I got my lips set.
We mentioned you were like $400 for the lips, $100 or I don't even remember.
Wow, I'm so quotable. I was inspired by my co-host Jane to get some lippy lips. Basically, like, I already had quite full lips, but a little bit of my top lip, like, curled under on the sides. And that's just always something that I noticed, but I could fix it or couldn't. It didn't really bother me, but I did always notice it. So I was like, you know what? I can fix it. So I did. And I am obsessed. Nobody really even notices, which is like, until I tell them, or they just don't tell me. But my parents, like, I still to this moment, like, don't think my dad or my brothers have noticed yet. But my mom didn't notice. And I was like, I got my lips done. And she was like, oh yeah. Okay, no more. I don't want you to be like Dolly Parton. Like, I definitely noticed. I'm like, you did not notice until I told you.
No, literally. And it's funny because, yeah, you definitely already had, like, very nice lips. But getting that, like, so you just got half a syringe and yeah. They look so good. And I went with Kristen and I watched her and I was like, oh, my God, I want to get them done again. Because, like, I'm not going to go crazy on my face. But I'm just like, I don't know. It's just so fun. And
it is so fun. Yeah,
like, people think that when you say you get your lips done or like Botox that you're going to be like nipped and tucked and all these things, but that's not what it's like. And like unless you take it too far, like my brother found out that I got lip injections, even though he's seen me with my lips and never yeah. said anything. And he's like, he said to Nick something about me being all going Kardashian or something. And I'm like, people just have this weird, and I totally get it because I think I had a weird like association with it before I learned about mm-hmm. it. But yeah, I just think like if you want to change something about yourself,
Do it.
Do it.
I totally agree. And I like just like when I look in the mirror, I'm like, I love these lips. Like, I just love them. Yeah. I was happy before with my lips, but I just like them even more now. It's honestly like getting a new pair of shoes. Like that feeling like you didn't need the pair of shoes, but now that you have them, you're just like obsessed with them. You know what I mean?
Yep. And it's just
and it goes away.
That's funny.
So like just saying if I didn't like them, it goes away. Like it doesn't stay there forever. And you can
get them dissolved.
Yes. So fortunately I like them. But yeah, like people need to chill the fuck out. Like yeah. I just like am not for people. Okay. Although like if you went overboard or me, like vice versa, like I would want a friend to be like, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't look like cat lady yet, so we're good.
Yeah. So we're doing pretty good. And it's funny because before I got my lips done, I was never like insecure about them, but I remember liking my closed mouth smile more than my open mouth smile because my closed mouth smile, my lips looked bigger. And when I smile with my teeth, it really curled up.
Ah, okay.
And it was just something that I kind of noticed. And now that I have my lips done, I smile like all the time with my teeth, which I would never usually do.
Right.
So
you're natural.
And I like my teeth. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you have nice teeth.
So why not show them off, you know?
I totally agree. I think like, yeah, people should do whatever they want to do. And also like, well, I first got into Botox because of like the preventativeness of it.
Yeah.
I find that I started when I was 30, and I'm 32 now, so like 2 years ago, I would like start to see very faint lines where my mother has her lines. So I was like, you know what, like I'm gonna be preventative. So you can't really tell a difference, but I know that it's like it's taking those lines away, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's my prerogative.
Like, and that's why what?
And that's my prerogative.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like I feel great with my Botox and my lip injections, mm-hmm. and I think I look beautiful, stunning, and smart. So, you know what? If I had to pay a lot of money for it, I don't care. Because it's worth it.
Yeah.
What are we going to do this weekend? Because we have a Friday wedding and then no Saturday wedding. So
we are going to the campground?
I think we should definitely hit up the campground.
We were going to just like make a sick playlist and have a... I called it a patio party, but Jane said that was way too fancy.
My trailer has like a night... It's like a big deck, I guess. But Kristen was like, oh, we'll have a patio party. And I was like, where is there a patio in the campground? She's like, your deck. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a deck. Like, patio sounds so beautiful and like fancy.
We should get like dance lights and just party.
Honestly, even if it's just like, I think Nick's probably gonna come and we'll...
Yes, of course.
You know, if you want to come to the campground with us this weekend,
holla.
Let us know.
So
anyways,
oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, yeah, even if it was just the two of us, just make a good playlist and have some patio drinks and have like...
With Louise. We could
learn TikTok dances.
With Louise.
With what?
Louise.
Louise, yes. Sorry, I thought you said the weed. And I was like, I mean, I guess if you want to bring some weed, you can.
Yeah, you know what
I mean. I was like, I didn't know that was your vibe. So we always joke, there's the neighbor to my trailer. Her name's Louise. Shout out. She's so fun. I never really knew her until the first time I really took Kristen, like, to come drink with me at the campground. We, like, pull into the driveway, and she's, like, walks in, and we literally just, like, shut my car door, and she's like, are you Dale's daughter? And I was like, yeah. She was like, shots? And she brought over shots of DiSerrano. Is that DiSerrano?
DiSerrano or whatever. DiSerrano. Yeah.
It was so good. And now every time we're like, yeah, Louise. Like, she's the best.
The day after the campground, I was like, I miss Louise. And you're like, who's Louise?
I just forgot that was her name. Anyway, she's so sweet. But yeah, the campground is just like such a funny place.
It's a vibe.
Oh my God. So my friend Tara, she listens to this podcast. She was just here, and she's doing her engagement photos tonight.
Ooh.
And I did her makeup.
Okay, makeup artist.
Yeah, Selena Marchand, watch out. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's who taught you. Anyways, you're the gift. Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, truly, because I did Selena's masterclass, which is actually, it's really good. If anyone ever sees her doing masterclasses, you should definitely do it. She does them, like, totally. Live on her Instagram. Anyways, so, yeah, I did Tara's makeup. She's one of those girls who literally never wears makeup. Mm. Like, she brought over the makeup she had, and she had, like, one mascara and, like, one, like, just, like, she brought over three things. And I was like, come to my makeup room. Yeah. Like, my
come
room.
With me.
Yeah. Anyways, so that was really fun. And I'm just, I say this to you all the time, and I was telling Tara this. I'm like, every wedding we go to, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to be a guest at a wedding. And I'm going to be a guest at their wedding. And I'm so excited. Like,
and anyways, she's so that getting was really married fun. May, right?
Yeah, 2022.
Like, that is the angels aligning. Because we hardly ever have weddings in May. So, like, God bless that.
I know. I would be so devastated. If someone books us for their date, I'm going to cry. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Don't put that out into the universe.
I'll see if someone can shoot it for us first, for me, and then go from there. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not even going to put that out into the universe.
No, don't even put it out.
If you're getting married in May, don't email us.
She takes that back, any money. But you can have me and somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, like, well, I was going to say, speaking of needing money, but this is speaking of getting rid of money, is I just want to travel so bad. Every time, like, Chris and I just, like, go into the office, we're like, editing or let's look at trips online.
I literally was late picking my dog up at daycare the other day. I look at the computer, I'm like, I gotta go, I was supposed to pick Ruby up 5 minutes ago. Because we were just, like, sitting there looking at trips. Like, now that I'm double vaxxed, I am, like, ready to roll. Like, obviously,
I want to go everywhere and anywhere.
We have to still be careful because, like, we can still get COVID and we can still transfer it. But, like, the fact that, like, I don't know, it's not, like, as dangerous to us.
Yeah.
Would be so good. I was saying, well, like, I was thinking when I was away, when you were in at Miss Canada, I went away to PEI. We just have, like, a family cottage there, and we were, like, spending it, like, there was, like, a bunch of family there, and I was just thinking, I feel, oh, shoot, my mom's calling me. Damn it. Oh, no, I'm still recording. Okay. So I was just thinking, like, I never thought this before, but I am so, like, I feel like COVID really made me realize, like, what's important. Because being and, like, around my family has been
sorry,
just, like,
to interrupt.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and, like, what you really want to spend your money on.
Yeah.
Like, experiences.
Experiences. So, I've always kind of been, like, an experience girl. Like, I always tell people, like, don't buy me things. Just, like, let's go somewhere. Do you know what I mean? But, like, even, like, I find lately, like, I've just been putting my phone away so much to be present when I'm with people. And, like, that whole trip, like, I would only take my phone out if I was, like, going to do a quick Instagram story, and then I'd post it, and then I put it away, like, for the day until I'm like, oh, I want to take a picture of this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, being around family has been just so great. Like, my extended family, like, my family who was out in Alberta who came to visit, like, just, like, waking up and, like, we just, like, watched the ocean and drank our coffee, like, me and my aunt in the morning. And it was just, like, little moments like that. Like, you, even when you're not even talking, but you're in the presence of, like, people who love you and who you love. It's just, like, and we hadn't seen them in 2 years. And you're, like, holy shit. Like, it puts things into perspective. Like, I'm almost grateful that COVID happened because, like, now I feel like I'm more of a present person because of COVID.
That makes sense. And like, even you just saying like sitting and drinking our coffee in the beach, that like, oh, I just wish I was there. Like, that makes me like feel relaxed just envisioning that. I feel like, so you sent me that TikTok a couple days ago about like being on your phone. And it was this guy, and he was just saying how like literally your cell phone can ruin relationships between people. Cause like, if like me and you are like actually hanging out, like, cause we're together all the time for work and like we'll be on our phones, whatever. But if we're actually gonna like have some wine and like snacks, like it would be so rude if you were on your phone the entire time. Like, I get like scrolling every once in a while, who cares? But like, I just think it's so annoying when you get together with friends and then there's like the person just like on their phone and not being like in the present moment. And
it's like, just, who are you texting when you're like taking time, like someone's taking time to spend with you? Who is that important that you have to text right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, truly. Yeah, it's so annoying. So it's crazy how, like, phones can literally ruin relationships. So I think that my advice to people is just, like, if you're with your friends, like, it's totally fine to shoot a text here and there. But, like, if you're constantly on your phone, put it down and just, like, be in the moment. Like,
exactly. I find
you can be on your phone every other hour of the day, just like not when you're spending time with loved ones.
I also find people are just putting so much emphasis on like perfect Instagram posts or like perfect photos, and like that's just so much energy taken away from when you could be, I don't know, like hanging out with people or like, I don't even know, like reading, doing something that you love, like just like social media. I don't know why COVID has made me realize that like social media is not real.
Oh, 100% not real.
Even the friends you make on social media aren't your real friends because you're not with them in real life. You're not forming real relationships. You're not, you know, knowing how they act when they're sad or knowing how they are when they're happy, or you know what I mean? Like what makes them really joyful? What's their favorite food? Like people just like, likes aren't real life. And I just like feel like COVID has made me see like so much of like what's important. It also made me see that like social media is taking over and like that is not good.
No, I totally agree. So, because I'm all here for like getting great photos, but I think it's so important, like get your photo and then don't edit it while you're there with your friends. Like, don't post it while you're there with your friends. Like, if you're just going to not do anything like editing or like, because I love like putting a nice filter on and doing all those things, but like, I'll do that at home. Like when you're in the present moment, like here, like get your friend to take a cute photo of yourself so you have those memories.
Totally.
But also just like take the photo and then worry about it later.
Like I have a friend. And just
so you're in the moment.
Who like every time, like if we go somewhere, it's like, take a photo. Don't worry, it's not you. I have like one other friend. but like, it's like, I don't want to sit here and take photos for like ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're right. Like, let's take the one photo. I'll do a burst and then let's be done with it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like, okay, well you better take a photo or it didn't happen. Like, no, just be in the moment. You know what I mean?
I know. It's a sticky, like, it's like a double-edged sword because like I've had New Year's resolutions before where I'm like, I want to take more photos, but I think there's a difference between taking like posed photos and like just taking like a random, like if we're going to like on our wine tour, like I want to take a bunch of photos, but not just all of me like posed in the vineyard. I want to take photos of the food we eat, the wine. Like us as like a group, like just so we have those memories.
Totally.
But if I'm always like, oh, take a photo of me, and then I'm sitting there on my phone editing them while like we're all like supposed to be enjoying like the wine and each other's companies, like
having
that's not
conversation
it.
And like laughing, you know what I mean? It's just so weird. Yeah. Like the age we're living in is so wild. It like makes me scared to have kids. You know what I mean? Because like, I'm sure I've said this before on this podcast, but children now, like I would say like 12, 13, 14, 15, they look like they're in their 20s. They're so all wild. Full face, lashes, like hair extensions, and like I get it, like that's a trajectory, like things change over time and that's just the way it is, but like even like just like the social media, the beast that is social media, it like makes me scared to have children and have them like feel the pressure from that. Because when I was in junior high, high school, like Facebook just came out when I was in grade 12. So,
yeah.
And there was nothing else. Like, I know what it's like to live in a world where the only photos you're posting are like photos from like a party on your digital camera, not like pose like this and have your makeup look like this and your outfit has to look like this. Like, it's just so sad that like the future won't know a life like that.
I know. And it's sad that like I just imagine little girls like scrolling on Instagram and seeing all these either photoshopped or like perfectly posed photos yes. of women and being like, oh, why don't I look like that? And it's like, it's not real, but how do you tell?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like young girls aren't going to know that it's not real.
And there's going to be so much pressure on little girls now because of social media. It's like, I just know, hope so like sad. Those people, like young women or young girls, have like someone in their corner to tell them like reality from what's real and what's not real.
I know. And that's why I'm just like obsessed with TikTok, because I feel like TikTok is, there's a lot yes. of real stuff on TikTok, you know?
And TikTok like girls is just like such a joy, honestly.
I know, because I feel like I love Instagram, mm-hmm. but Instagram is very, like, you have to know what you're getting from Instagram. But let's be real. You're getting a highlight reel.
Instagram is very superficial. Like, I'm going to admit it. Like, I only put my best photos on Instagram. It's superficial of me.
Yeah, and I feel like that's
the way it is.
Most people know. Yeah. I feel like everyone knows Instagram is your highlight reel. But then I feel like your stories and, like, TikTok and maybe reels on Instagram, that's where it's supposed to be. I don't know, just like more carefree and totally. Just whatever. And I don't know. Just what is life right now? I don't even know.
What is life right now? We should tell
that
people
is the
about,
question.
About our Taylor Swift idea.
Okay, so Kristen and I do this thing where we take an idea and we take it way too far.
Literally. And last week we were building a wedding venue.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It was just...
That was terrifying.
Every time.
Was that Nick?
Anyways, yeah. I know. I'm like, I kicked him out. He was like sitting on the couch and I was like, oh yeah, Kristen and I are going to record. He's like, so where do I go? I was like, I don't know, outside.
I was going to be like, there's a man in your window, Jane.
But now I feel like he can come in now. Let me see. I'll signal to him then he can come in. Yeah. He's not going to listen to me. But anyways. Okay. So we have this idea.
Yeah.
Because on TikTok, I have seen that people do these like Taylor Swift nights. And I think I feel like everyone that I've seen do this is like in Australia.
Australia or New Zealand, where like COVID isn't fucking up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, sorry. You know why it's in New Zealand? There is one case reported in New Zealand and they're going on a week lockdown or 3-day lockdown.
Love that for them.
I know. I'm like, wow, that's why they don't have any cases. Because
literally.
Anyway, yeah.
So I'm just like on this. I've never been a huge Taylor Swift fan, but this past year I've just been loving Taylor Swift. I'm trying to signal to Nick that he can come in now, but he's not paying attention. Anyways, so Krista and I were inspired and we're like, we need a Taylor Swift night at like a local bar, and we literally like have it all planned and we just need COVID not to be a thing so we can dance and sing Taylor Swift. So basically we're not gonna like give all it away because it is gonna actually happen someday, but we chose a charity and we're gonna like sell tickets, and the money from the tickets will go to this local charity that we really like, and then we want to get some drag queens in there to perform two Taylor Swift songs in between the DJ playing Taylor Swift. Like, anyways, we just want it to be super fun, good vibes, and this all came to be on the drive to the wedding. And we're literally like, oh, this charity. Ooh, these are the tickets, what they're going to be like. Oh, we need drag queens. Oh, we need this. And it's like, literally, you tell us like one business or like event idea. We're like, oh, this, and this. Like, we go way too far with things, but it's just fun.
Yeah, it's just fun. And like, I feel like the moment that we're allowed to go out and dance again, like, what better event than like a Taylor Swift night where like all girls can like sit there and like passionately sing and dance about their exes and like relationships. It'll just be, and heartbreak and happiness. And it's just like, oh, I just, everyone's soul needs it after this past 18 months.
I agree. And yeah, if you guys think that's a good idea, let us know. Like, let us know if you would go to it, because like, we know a couple people that would go to it, but I feel like it would be a success.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Is there lots of Swifties in Halifax? Like, there must be.
There's got to be.
We would have to do it when university is in, so that we could get, like, the younger crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
To really appreciate her lyrics. But anyway, okay, we should really wrap this up, because we're, like...
Yeah, I'll have to let Nick in the house.
Is he locked out?
But anyways, no, well, he just, like, doesn't want to come in until I'm done recording.
Wow. Nick's wrapped around your little finger.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully we will be on a better schedule, but you never know. For sticking by us. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. Nothing less than 5 stars, please, because I will read the reviews and cry about it. So please don't hurt my heart like that. And don't forget to follow us at Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast.
Until next time.
Farewell. Love you guys.
Farewell. Bye.